Hey there, it's Barry.
Hi, Mr. Manilow.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Good.
So, Mr. Manilow, Barry Manilow, coming back to Las Vegas. I was so sad when you left last time because that's one of those shows that, like, I took one friend to and then I had to come back and bring more friends because you are phenomenal on stage.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we played 5 years at the old Hilton and 2 years at the Paris. And they were great years. I have nothing but great memories. And this genius, David Siegel, bought the Hilton, changed the name to the Westgate, and now, and put like multi-millions of dollars in it. It's gorgeous. It's just fantastic. And they asked me to come back and, you know, do a residency there. And it was the right time. I have nothing but great memories of it. And I said yes. And so here we go again. Vegas, watch out. I'm coming back.
Barry is back. And one of the things that impressed me when I was there years ago was your energy level. And it was like an hour, almost 2 hours, that you just sang and played and played and sang and laughed and played and sang and did jingles and just had everybody on their feet. So I was thinking, silly me, well, you're probably going to like cut back and, yeah, I don't know, do a smaller version. No, you're doing the whole shebang, like almost the 90-minute show again.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, I like it. I just like it. You know, we're not touring the way we used to. You know, I used to go out for months at a time. I don't do that anymore. Not because I can't, but because I just wanted to be home more than I was. But that's what I do. I'm just a full of energy guy, and it doesn't seem to be going away at all. And so when they offered me to come back to Vegas, it's going to be another one of those fun evenings. It'll be full of music and full of production, and, you know, you'll have a good time.
So I asked my staff, the Delilah producers, you know, do you guys have any questions for Barry?
Okay.
And oddly enough, there are two people that were jumping through hoops to get to you. One is my best friend from fourth grade, Dee Dee, who's here in the studio listening to every word we say.
Uh-huh.
And just grinning from ear to ear because the two of us had crushes on you like so bad. So bad. Like, I even wanted to get a damn beagle back in the day and name it Bagel just to be like you.
Yeah.
But the other person that was like sending me question after question is my adult daughter, Lanika, who's one of my producers. She's like, oh my God, Mom. Oh my God, you're really going to talk to Barry? I'm like, yeah. She goes, I gotta know these things. So she has a couple of questions here. Do we have time to ask these?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Sweet Melissa?
Oh, well, when I wrote that, it was back in the 70s, and Melissa Manchester was my best friend. We used to sing on jingles, and then I got her the job of singing background for Bette Midler when I started working with Bette, and she was looking for three girls. So Melissa's one of the greatest singers ever, and so she wound up singing background. I think she was one of the first harlettes. For a few months, I think, and then Melissa was so great that she never stayed as a background singer. She became Melissa Manchester. Anyway, when I wrote "Could It Be Magic," I wrote the words "Sweet Melissa," and I was thinking of Melissa Manchester, and it's such a beautiful name, and that's the story of that.
You just gave me chills. Dee Dee and I are sitting here with our mouth wide open, shaking our heads, going, "Melissa Manchester! Oh my God, we love Melissa Manchester!" So are you still friends with these people? Are you and Bette still friends? Are you?
Of course.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I did a couple of albums for her. You know, I produced the Rosemary Clooney tribute and the Peggy Lee tribute, and they were very successful. And we had
Peggy Lee Tribune, I could listen to 1,000 times.
Yeah, they were very successful, and we had a great time.
Okay, so the Sweet Melissa, thinking of Melissa Manchester. Now, her next question was, you took a world-famous funeral dirge, Chopin's funeral song, and turned it into one of the most inspiring love songs ever. Where did that creativity come from?
Great question.
Like, how did you go?
That's still from that song, Could It Be Magic, Sweet Melissa, comes from Could It Be Magic, and the whole song was based on the Chopin Prelude in C minor, and you know, I sometimes drag out my classical music books just to inspire me, because that's really where all the great melodies came from. And so that's what I was doing during that time. And then when I came back to the piano, I wrote this beautiful song that I called Could It Be Magic, and I realized I had stolen the chord changes from the Chopin Prelude in C minor. So if you look at the credits on Could It Be Magic, it is always says inspired by the Chopin Prelude in C minor, because I used his chord changes. It's my melody, but his chord changes, they're so gorgeous.
So gorgeous. And the whole thing, because when I heard I was going to get to interview you, of course, I had to like pull out all of my favorites. And that was the one that is my daughter Lanika's favorite, and listen to it. And it still gives chills. It's still those chord changes, and your heart just swells, and you feel that intoxicating feeling of could it be magic again?
You know, I absolutely agree with you, and I couldn't be more flattered as you're saying that, because how long ago did I write this? I was a kid when I wrote this, never even thinking that it would ever wind up anywhere. I thought I was writing for other people to sing my songs, because I had no idea that I would ever wind up to be a singer. So I was writing it for other singers. So when you say all these years later that it still gives you chills, well, I couldn't be more flattered. Thank you for saying that.
Not just chills, but that swelling feeling in your bosom that expands and grows as the song builds,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking about that love, that intense magical moment that just you make me smile, you make me cry.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you, Delilah. Really, thank you so much for saying those things about my music. You know, my music has meant so much to me over the years. So when you say those things, it really, really means a lot.
Now, who shot who? It was Tony that died, wasn't it?
You have to figure that out. I mean, you know, I made a movie based on it, and in the movie, I got shot. I played Tony, and I got shot, but the record doesn't tell you who got shot.
I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't. Nor does you did a video of it, too, and the video doesn't give it away.
I know.
Yeah, see? These are the Delilah dilemmas we must know the answers to.
No, that's up to the listener.
You've been very generous, Barry. You donated some tickets to your new show in Las Vegas, two premium tickets that we are going to auction off to raise funds for kids in foster care through Point Hope. And so when you're performing, when you're playing, you're not just blessing everybody in the audience, you're blessing foster kids that you'll probably never even get a chance to meet. But I just wanted to say thank you for that.
My pleasure. Sounds very important. I'm happy to be able to do that.
All right. So you're playing May, June, July. I see you're vacationing hopefully in August, but you're back in September and October, right?
That's what it says, and that's when I'll be there.
All right. Well, I will see you there, and I can't wait to give you a hug again. It's been probably 15, 20 years since I've seen you.
Make sure that we know you're in the audience so that we can see each other.
I will do that. Barry Manilow, thank you for your time today with the Delilah Show, and just break a leg and have as much fun as you have every other time I've seen you.
Great. Thanks for this. Thanks for this, Delilah.
Thank you, Barry. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.